Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how I assist you?
Yes, hi. I was calling in reference to an order. I got a Wi-Fi booster for doing a survey on UPS deliveries and stuff. And somehow it was supposed to be free, and then I just pay shipping. Well, they charged me for a second one, and I don't want this second one, so I wanted to get a call tag to have it sent back, and then I wanted to get credit on my charge card for that charge of $19.99.
All righty. May I start out by getting your zip code, please, ma'am?
Sure. 46714.
And I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, Linda Glenn.
All righty. And Ms. Glenn, for security purposes, could you please verify your address?
Yes, 110 North Baldwin Street in Bluffton, Indiana, 46714.
All righty. Give me 1 second while I locate that account.
Okay.
And I do see back on March the 22nd that you paid the $7.95 shipping and handling for the Wi-Fi booster. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
then
I see where they paid you, they charged you $19.98 for a Wi-Fi booster, and that payment was declined by your financial institute. Am I correct?
No, I'm looking at the... I'm looking at my statement, and
yes,
and it's on the statement.
Okay, yeah, I do see where they billed you again. The first two times they billed you, it was declined by the financial institute, and the last time that they billed you, it actually went through.
Yeah, well, I didn't want that second one. I was really surprised that happened. I don't know how that happened. I didn't ask for one. I just wanted the free one, and
correct.
I was supposed to pay the shipping. And now I'm being billed for this other one that I don't want. So I need instructions on shipping it back, and I don't think I should have to pay the shipping for that.
Did you actually receive the second one?
Yeah, they both came together.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
All righty. I'm not quite sure, Miss Glenn, how you received that second one. I don't know what happened to that. It may have been a glitch in the system. But what I can do, Miss Glenn, I can do a courtesy refund to you of that $19.99 where you were billed for that one.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, and you can actually keep that product because we are actually a third-party call center, so we have no way of actually giving you anything to ship it back to, but what I can do, I'll do a courtesy, and I will refund you that $19.99 that you would bill for that second product, okay?
Okay, yeah, that would
yes,
be great.
Ma'am. Okay, it will take at least 3 to 5 business days for it to be returned to that account, but you will refund in full for that, okay?
Okay, so you don't need anything else from me? You don't need my credit card number?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Whatever account it was billed on, it will automatically return to that, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay,
well, that was easy enough.
Yes,
yes,
ma'am, and
so
I do
much.
Apologize for whatever went on with that. I don't know, but I do see where they did bill you twice for it, and I do apologize for that, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, and I thank you for calling customer service, and you do have a great day, okay?
You too, ma'am. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.